It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like you're so excited for every game to start that it doesn't really matter how long the times in between are. It's not the optimal situation maybe, but I said it before, it never is. So, you know, I'm just excited that we get to play again.
Sabres goaltender Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. All reports at practice say he is in the starters. Not too surprising. He's going to get the start tonight against the Kings. I loved how Levi looked, though, for much of the second New Jersey game. Again, Josh, and this shows that I am a fan, didn't get to watch the game live, watched it later, recorded it, watched it later.
Look at you.
I know, thank you. He looked good for most of the game, though. Like, kept them alive kind of deal.
And I love Levi's pads are insane.
Yeah, it's grown on me. It is growing on me.
The old leather look,
yeah.
It's so good.
I think, was not a fan initially.
I think he needs like a little bit of Sabres signage on there somewhere, like in a black color, because it would just pop off the leather.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like he might just ruin the aesthetic.
I like it, but it kind of needs to have that, like, you know how those pads kind of have I don't know how to explain it, but like the stitching looks.
Oh, yeah, where like in the knees and everything, there's like, it looks like there's little like extra pillows in there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I wish if he was going for that look. It just kind of looks like a normal pad, just brown.
I don't think they would have been able to do it because pads are so different now than they were back when that was a thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He could have done like a design.
Though.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make it sound like I don't.
No, yeah. He could have done like a design to it too, where it just like the lines, but I don't know. I don't know if it would give the same effect because like those, you could see like the ridges and the waves in the pads. But do you remember... in the arena. I don't know if they still do. I'd have to check next time I go. But up in the one area in the 100 section, like the one like lounge area right by the escalators, they have like the poles and they have like little tables around the poles where you could stand there. Around the bottom of the poles, they had old goalie pads surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this just came into my head, but I just remember seeing those when I was a kid and thinking they were so cool. But like, I don't even know if they're still there anymore. I'm really interested now. I haven't like... paid attention when I'm walking by there recently, so I don't remember, but yeah, those, there's just the pads that look like that, like it's just a nice heritage look.
I'm as I get older, I'm more into like some of the vintage looks, like I love in the NFL, especially when like you get a lot of throwback uniforms.
How do you feel about the Jaguars ones?
Love those.
Yeah,
I don't even think they're particularly good ones.
No, but
like I'm like, good.
They're still like, it's a throwback, so it just gives good vibes. And I don't know why that is. Even when the team was bad,
it's always I bring up with Tampa Bay, like whenever they pull out their creamsicles. Like that was a team that went, I think, 0-26 to start their like lives.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, great vibes. Looks awesome.
The color was great. The logo was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like the
winking
pirate,
buccaneer. Oh,
the pirate
so
with
good.
The sword in the mouth and the big feather hat. Oh, so
it was the least like 70s looking football thing ever, because again, it was a pirate winking at you. Oh, so good. It was so different from everything else. And then of course you do have the Raiders at the time, so like they're the iconic sort of they're also kind of a pirate.
The Pittsburgh Pirates have a similar thing to this too.
They have their
it's not one of their main logos, it's more of like a third or an alternate logo where it's their pirate with his bandana and a little dagger in his mouth.
It's so good. I love throwbacks, and that also counts with the Sabres. For much of my life I was not a big fan of the red and black. I was raised a traditionalist. I like the royal blue and gold, what have you, but now that it's come back, I'm like, Nah, never mind. Bring back the 90s grunge look. Yeah, I'm all for it. And it's part of it. Like, it's just there is something to throwbacks of, like, even if the team wasn't particularly good in the era, which actually, funny enough, for the Jaguars in the 90s, they were. Like, they showed up with Mark Brunell and were good, like, I think 3 years into their existence. But, yeah, I think there is something to those throwback uniforms that I really, really like. And a lot of it is just, yeah, there's the sense of nostalgia. For a lot of us, it was when we were younger and what have you. Let's get connected to our fans, though, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Just doing a vibes check on the Sabres for opening – or, well, for the home opening night. Of course, they did play two games in Prague.
It feels like opening night.
It does. And it's – like, I joked that I'm like, you know, the first two games didn't count because Europe's not real. I know Europe's real. It's just more like it feels so wrong. Like, there were preseason games going on that Saturday – that Friday, I think, too. And yet we had technically the NHL season start. Just – it. The league cannot get out of its own way. Gang tweets in, vibes are below the ground, but I'm still going to watch anyways because I'm a sick individual. I feel that one. I feel that one in my heart. I've done that for so many sports teams that, like, I should not give, you know, two thoughts about, but I keep watching. Texas Longhorns for the longest time.
Yeah, now they're back.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's like I've gotten through the dark period, but, man, there were times. And, hey, I'm watching Case McCoy going, like, hey, he's like his brother, baby. We're here. And they're 6-6.
Think of that feeling. Remember that feeling that you had with Texas all those years, and now here you are. That's what you're gonna feel with the Sabres soon.
You're not gonna want that though. Like, I don't.
What do you mean? I want everyone to feel like
when
that.
When Texas got back, it was stunning and surprising to me. Like, I was sort of like, I don't want to say on the outside, but I was just like, when they hired Steve Sarkisian, I was like, oh boy, all right, here we go. And it was bad on me, but it was a lot to do with his dismissal at USC and, mm-hmm. and some of his past and everything like that. And I was just like, whatever, here we are. And then it was Oh, you're good. You met expectations and in parts exceeded them. Like, I was happy. Now, there are still points, though, I will tell you. That team brings me nerves like nobody else. I mean, it's the Red River this weekend. On Saturday, actually, funny enough. And I don't talk about it, thankfully, because I work in Buffalo. But I'm on edge, like, the whole week.
Yeah.
The whole week, I'm on edge. I'm not watching anything with Texas. I think the line was 14.5 when it opened this weekend, and I nearly threw up. I want no part of that. There's a big reason why I'm going to the Sabres game on Saturday.
Just to avoid all thoughts of.
Well, I mean, the game starts at 3:30. The game will go on beforehand, but it's more the idea of, like, I'm planning that as well, like, before the game starts, and then once the game starts, it's like, all right, here we go. We're gonna sit down and watch it.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. Chris tweets in, they didn't win me over with their trip to Europe. I'm gonna take a wait and see approach before I invest in this team. I think that is definitely fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of the right way to do it, is sort of not a hands-off approach, but definitely of like, I'm going to check the scoreboard, turn on the game, turn on the radio. Where are we? Okay. All right. Okay. Because I think that's the thing for me, too, and where I've gotten. And I said a little bit to Paul, too, of just like, I would listen to these guys, you know, in the postseason or, you know, locker clean out or what have you, or in the preseason and get real fired up about some of the quotes. You know, guys getting furious that they're not playing playoff hockey, and you're thinking, man, they're going to come out like a bat out of hell. And then they don't. And it deflates me quickly. Last year was sort of this feeling, too, where, like, the Bills, funny enough, were kind of in the same spot where, you know, all of a sudden the losses started picking up and they didn't look that great. And you're like, oh, here we go. Hey, at least we got the sand. The Sabres are the Sabres. And it was deflating. And I am trying to avoid that deflating feeling that I've had for a number of years with this team, because I said it last year. I was kind of upset with myself that I only went to a few games. I mm-hmm. love going to games.
Yeah.
Love it.
The atmosphere is always pretty good.
Pretty good. I've said this before. I'm a much bigger fan of football. I don't prefer going to football games. I much prefer going to a bar and watching it with a bunch of my friends, or, you know, even here working and being with a lot of my friends, or at home and watching it. I far prefer that. For hockey games, it's the complete and total opposite. I way prefer going, and yet I only went to two last year. And one of them was because a buddy of mine was like, hey, I have tickets. Do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, why not? I got nothing else going on, like, I think it's Sunday at that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That time. You know, this year I'm like, I want to go early. You know, I want to get back in the arena. I want to go when hopefully vibes are still good and where vibes are only going to start getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I mean, they leave me on a knife's edge a little bit.
Well, and I look at, like you said, some years we have, you know, all these quotes and we're mad that we're not in the playoffs, so we're going to come back hard next year. That was 2 years ago, last year, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And like you have all these things that fire you up, and obviously this year, a lot of it is, hey, Lindy Ruff is back. Let's see what happens here. But there hasn't really been like that one press conference with one of the players where it's like, you know, they say all the right things and everyone gets fired up from it. There hasn't been a feeling like that. And I think that it kind of gives a different vibe to the start of this where it's, you know, we're all just kind of waiting here, not really sure what to expect. I know we all want playoffs. But what are we all really expecting?
Right? Yeah, it's and, probably fair. Because up until like that, I can't remember the data site now. On last Friday, the morning of the first game, where all of a sudden it was like, "Hey, the Sabres are actually projected to be in the playoffs." I felt like the vibes and their expectations this year were not high at all,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like, "Oh, a season starting."
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. And that like I said, like you haven't had that rah rah moment mm-hmm. of. Oh, like, you know, we're fired up. We're ready to go. I mean, sure, there's obviously been then those buzzwords of like, yeah, we're excited to play in front of the fans, and here we are. And like Lindy saying all the things he did when he was introduced as head coach.
The video they play right before the beginning of the game is going to just hit so hard.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
It does every time for me.
It always does.
They always get me.
But I look at all of those things and how it's all like led up to this.
Mm-hmm.
And even counting in Prague, there really wasn't like this moment in Prague where everyone buys in.
But no.
But everyone is still there, I think. I mean, I feel like, yes.
It's early. I think it's fair to say because it's early.
Because it's early. But I want to know what people feel like. If you have a thought, 803-0550. But I just want to know what people expect. Not what you want.
What you're expecting.
And personally, I'm kind of expecting something we haven't seen before. Whether that be good or bad, I just don't think it's going to be a Sabres team we've seen in the past 13 years.
Because the first two games didn't give me a lot of hope for that.
No, I know. But I do feel like, you know, hey, you're in Europe. You didn't have a normal training camp. You have a new head coach. You lost some key pieces, whether it be leadership group or on the ice. I know everything that happened with Kyle Okposo, like, you know, he still was a leader on this team. He was here for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Zemgus Girgensons. He was here for 10 years. I found myself watching those Prague games and going, where is Zemgus Girgensons? What happened to Kyle Okposo? Oh, yeah.
No, they're not here.
And I didn't think that way about Jeff Skinner because, yeah, mm-hmm. sure, Skinner's been here for a while. But, like, the two constants were Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Girgensons. They always found their way back. And now they're gone. And not saying that just those two are the vibe change or, mm-hmm. or the feeling change, but mm-hmm. I do think that the fact that they were away for so long, didn't have a normal training camp, and weren't home, like this Kings team tonight yep. hasn't been home in like 2 weeks, which is still crazy. And I look at all those factors and I just wonder, you know, maybe Prague was just a fluke. And I'm not saying, you know, they're going to go out and barnstorm the Kings tonight, but
would be nice.
I wonder what expectations are like in terms of how everyone's feeling tonight.
Yeah, just I think the expectations, I think for a lot of people are going to be down, especially they did not go and get a top six forward, which I think is a huge miss. But I also think that stems from two off seasons ago now of when the iron was hot, when teams really were starting to look at you and go, hey, they're an ascending organization, that team is on fire, and that you brought them up. They re-signed Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Girgensons, and that was kind of about it. It's just every time it feels like this organization should zag, they zig, and it, you know, they go, instead of going right, they go left. Some of it's not on them. Sometimes they've hired people that get a lot of credibility. Other times it's not that. It's just they need to prove to people that they're actually a respectable organization. Because in a sport where a lot of the organizations make the playoffs every year, and you'll have bad nights, it does feel like where a team like Edmonton, who gets shut out last night, lose 6-0.
That's rough. That's a bad
That's
start.
Rough. That's rough. But I wouldn't think Edmonton fans are sitting there going, hey, here we go. Here comes the collapse. They're instead thinking, that's a terrible night. Way to open up the season. All right, we'll be fine. We'll be okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even that's Boston. Because they were just in the Stanley Cup final.
Sure, but like even Boston, who was going through their own bit of change, and they had the Jeremy Swayman stuff.
Well,
they see Corpusalo play like garbage. I would imagine Boston fans are like, we'll be all right.
Swayman's going to get going. I think that's a different conversation because, yes, Swayman is there and Swayman is good. But you've just found out that you have no backup.
Sure, sure.
You have no one behind him. Whereas before, you had Linus Ullmark.
But is a single one of those fans actually worried they'll miss the playoffs?
Probably not, no. But
where for Sabres fans, they lose two games in Prague after having three training camp practices and a scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And we all think the sky is falling, partially because we've kind of been proven true a lot of the time.
Well, that's my point about the whole expectations thing, is we don't have much to base off of, aside from those two losses and a few practices.
Yeah.
On North American soil. Like, yeah. You're not to say that makes a big difference, but you're not in your own building. You're not accustomed to everything.
803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones and Josh Mitt here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.